Welcome, and welcome, friends, to the inaugural launch of our podcasts here at DBN Elite. We hope as time goes by that you come to get a much better and clearer understanding of what numerology is all about. I first of all want to state very clearly and emphatically that numerology has nothing, zero, to do with anything psychic. That's not what we're about. We use many things in the realm of science in coming to make the determinations that we do. But there is nothing to guess about or wonder about. Things are just what they are, real. When asked about what I do as a numerologist, I have often referred to the fact that one aspect or element which comes into play with what I do is that of quantum mechanics. Now, that's a pretty fancy term for using 9 different numbers and getting to a place where I can tell people many intimate things about themselves, or how I can even tell them about the people around them. It is. So let me explain more about the science of numerology now. When I talk about quantum mechanics, it really reflects back to something known as quantized wavelengths. If you take a string and you tie it down at the ends, like a guitar string, and you pluck it, it can only create very specific sounds or wavelengths. The length of the string, the thickness of the string, what it's made of, and so on, all lead to what sounds are created. The term quantum is a packet of something, a chunk of something. So when dealing with wave frequencies, if you will, we are dealing with factors of position and energy. Some energies, for us as humans, come to describe the various characteristics and quality of a person. All numbers having different values also come to have different chunks of energy, which then come to represent different specific qualities, all of which we come to use in numerology. 2 energy and its characteristics are not the same as 9 energies or 5 energies, which also come to have different qualities or characteristics individually. So in quantum physics, objects are described in wave functions, but when we see them, they're described in particle terms, which then leads us to something called particle-wave duality. So in quantum physics, objects are described with wave functions, but when we measure them, what we see are particles. This then takes us to the wave-particle duality and to measurement problems. And the consequence of these wave functions are quantum phenomena known as superposition, entanglement, quantum tunneling, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, and energy quantization. Most of these things deal with energies and challenges in quantum physics, and most are not entirely applicable to numerology per se. But the vibration and energy principles, those most certainly are. When talking about these various matters, numbers, all numbers, they have a different set of values, a different set of energies, which are associated with them. So in coming to understand those values, those principles, if you will, that leads us to understanding that each number also has different characteristics associated with it. It is those characteristics that we use as we journey forward in numerology. So then, what's left is for us to understand what is the relationship, the interaction between numbers, so that we can further understand what it is or what is important to note as far as how we come to derive or appreciate the real characteristics of each number. I have often come to use an analogy, and in demonstrating this, to show people how the assigned characteristics of numbers really works. That comes from long-held, long-established constructs which have literally been developed over the centuries. Take the number 4, for example. I've done an exercise with people to truly demonstrate this principle, and I will now use that same exercise with you, here and now. It starts by asking people, how many legs usually are there on a table? How many legs are there on a chair? How many wheels are there on a car? How many seasons are there? How many main directions are there on a compass? How many weeks are there in a lunar month? We continue to go down this road. The only answer which can come up is 4. So, by implication, 4 is a number of stability, consistency, hard work, dependability, assuredness, reliability, and so on. These various qualities or ideals demonstrate that the qualities of 4 are established. even reliable. They just are. When people talk about something being four square, it's a description of something being solid and dependable. The applicable construct of four is long held. These ideas just didn't come up yesterday or even last year. These ideals, these qualities, have been used for a long period of time, well before any of us were even born. So when, in numerology, we talk about four, its good or bad qualities, we're referencing terms and ideas which have been strongly held over long periods of time. And so, too, we come to use that same mold for the other numbers which I get to use in numerology. They are very real and well established for all numbers. So this all now leads us to the modern tool, the most modern tool I have at my disposal, called the Life Diamond. The Life Diamond was originally developed by a gifted numerologist back in Vancouver, Canada, by a man named Judd Killorn. Judd mentored me in the use of the Life Diamond. At the time that he developed these systems, he himself never called it a Life Diamond, but I did. The name reflects on the fact that when the number patterns are done up and laid out, they take the shape of a baseball diamond. My dear friend Judd was killed in a head-on crash when he was having an epileptic seizure. Sadly, while not wearing seat belts or other protection, he died at the scene of the crash. I spoke at his funeral in Vancouver, and to say the least, I miss him dearly. He was truly a very gifted numerologist, and I pray that he is now in a place of great happiness. I will one day speak to the use and efficacy of the Life Diamond system, what it does, how it can be used, and how it vastly exceeds other traditional systems of numerology, well beyond those that many people still cling to today. What the use of the Life Diamond does is it gives me the ability of seeing what a person was like years ago, personality-wise, what strengths they had, what weaknesses or challenges that they had, all out of their past, or what they will become like later in life. But it's not a crystal ball. It doesn't give me the ability of seeing any actual event. But what it does do is give me the ability at looking and seeing the stages that somebody had gone through personality-wise or behavior-wise in years gone by or in years to come. It doesn't give me any kind of actual events in a person's life, but what it does do is isolate the frequencies, the vibrations, good and bad, as to what somebody was or will be like as they journey through their lives. And it does. In coming podcasts, I will delve into the realms of element groups and what people of a specific element are like. We'll review the cycle years that people go through, what it means that you deal with other circumstances and conditions in your life during those years. We will look at people's strengths and their weaknesses and ultimately arrive at a person's birth path. Your birth path, from birth, is an indication of what qualities and quirks it will give you and an understanding of who you really are and how you will behave and what things are may likely to be best suited for you in life. We will also come to discuss other people, some famous, about their qualities and characteristics and their backgrounds as to who they really are. I hope that this was a good beginning to opening your eyes about numerology and how it can be used in helping you gain a better understanding of self and those around you. Until next time, may your life be filled with blessings and joy. I'm Stefan Wenzel. You can, for more information on how we can come to help you, see us at dbnelite.me. That's dbnelite.me. There you will find information about compatibility reports, cycle year reports, and things that can truly come to make a difference in your life. Be blessed.